to Inside the Show. I'm your host, Scuffy, alongside Cougs. And Cougs, we got something a little different. A little different today's podcast. We have another way now to watch the podcast. I mean, we got Cougs. We got myself on the screen right now. You're watching right here. We are going to start posting Inside the Show to YouTube so you guys can see a little visual action. I know some people actually rather watch on podcasts on like visually on YouTube. So figure why not bring Inside the Show there. But welcoming, guys. It's another week and another week of MLB Show 21 News. Although we've been asking for the past couple days to see where's Coach right now, because we're expecting video on Thursday. We'll get that to in a moment. But Cougs, how's everything going? Had a good week?
Going good, man. I do want to say off the rip, I apologize for my audio in the last podcast. I don't know what was going on my mic, but we're using a different mic today and it sounded much better. So from here on out, not only do you get the audio upgrade, but now you get the video too. And I'm excited because We got some stuff to talk about today. It may not seem like it with all the news we got last week, but we got some stuff to talk about.
We do, because I mean, asked you, I think after the Thursday, I was like, when we figured out we were not getting video, I was like, do we have enough for Inside the Show for this week? And you're like, nah, we do. And you know what? After thinking over the weekend, we do have a lot of information to go over. But let's get to our first video. Tuesday, we got March to October video where Coach and, of course, Tatis went over the new stuff with the March to October. There wasn't that much new, it felt like, in the video. I don't know about you, Cougs, but it really felt like the base of the video was that new picture of the depth chart. But let me go over this statement that they had. They have even more control over your roster and make more impactful moves in your quest for the postseason. So, I mean, we didn't get the full, I mean, it is a 2-minute video, maybe less than that. So there's probably more to go over. But at first glance, kind of minimal. I don't know.
Overall, it didn't feel like there was a ton that was kind of like jumping off the page at you that would be like new and exciting for the mode. There's March to October is a very, it's weird. I feel like with that mode, I don't know what their development plan is or what their idea for the future of that mode is, but I just think from the start of the mode and like the core of the mode, it's not really something that can be expanded on like a crazy amount, because the idea of March to October is you choose a team and you go through a season playing those key moments and try to get to a World Series, whatever. Whereas franchise is a more multi-year experience. Mm-hmm. It's a different game mode altogether. So I have a hard time seeing what the ultimate vision for March to October is. And I think that for me, at least, comes through in this video, because nothing really struck me as like new or exciting or game changing when it comes to the mode. But granted, it is a, like you said, 2-minute or less video, and we'll probably get a lot more details in the feature premiere. But just off that video, there was not really much for me to be super hyped about.
So I definitely agree. The one thing that was very curious is on the top of the depth chart where you saw multiple years. So is March, October finally going multiple years? We don't know. That's one possibility. And to go back to your point, like, what are they doing with March, October kind of? And you see what SES has been doing lately is where they built a base mode. We see what the custom leagues with last year, and then just going to build on top of that. They did that with DD. They did that at the road show. A lot of people, I think more franchise players are like, how come? I think that was a big topic this week. How come you're seeing more resources, quote unquote? We really don't know what SES has planned in their back work of that. But it feels like they're doing more to March October than they are to franchise. In my ways of looking at it is that March October is eventually going to be translated into franchise. Like, they're building it from the ground up, and eventually whatever you see in March October is going to be a full blown out franchise mode eventually. But they only could do it year by year basis because they are a small development studio, so we'll see where it goes with that. But that's where I get it from. But then again, you know, franchise players have been begging for huge updates and more stuff to play with, I guess, on that mode. So,
I mean, the thing about it though is, like we were saying, like The game modes are two completely separate experiences. Yeah. You can finish in March to October and import that into franchise mode if you had a lot of fun playing with that team and you want to see what you can do in the future. But, you know, if you import that team and you've never played franchise, you're in for a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a smart way to like get a casual fan who doesn't normally play franchise kind of into that mode based off March to October. But like for me, it's just they're completely different experiences. I think March to October is cool for what it is. I don't think it's a bad mode or anything like that. I think it is actually a pretty cool and innovative mode when it comes to playing against the CPU for a full season. But when people are talking about, oh, these are the upgrades we want to see to franchise, this is what we want to see for this mode because it hasn't really gotten a ton of love in the past few years. Like, it just feels like March to October is taking, in my opinion, I could be totally ignorant to this, but it feels like March to October is taking away from development time and resources to franchise. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everything they're doing in March to October could have easily been implemented into franchise. So I don't know. It's weird for me because I like the mode, but it's not something I'd really play. And in my personal opinion, I would prefer if franchise got the bigger boost of development time versus March to October. Not saying they didn't do anything to franchise. We were hoping to maybe find out about franchise, but Thursday came around and nothing happened.
Who knows what happened there? Who knows?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. But just like, you know, for me, it's just like a weird topic because I would really like to engage more in those offline modes like franchise and March to October. But so far, what I've seen, nothing is really pulling me in to those modes because not to keep rambling on here, but like the ball player thing, having that connected to Diamond Dynasty and Road to the Show automatically makes me a little bit more interested to see what Road to the Show is about and try out Road to the Show stuff because it's connected to the mode that I like. Yeah. I'm not saying that March to October franchise has to connect to Diamond Dynasty, but there's an incentive there with Road to the Show for me to play it. Right now, I just don't see anything that would drive me into March to October.
Unless they bring the Team Infinity stuff back. I mean, we saw, when we had the two times when they, I guess they indicated it was a glitch this year or when you got the double points, a lot of people dig deep into March, October. I feel like they had fun with it too.
Yeah.
I still see that being a possibility for this year if they go the same route and then you'll see people playing March, October then. But besides that, that's probably it afterwards. I don't know. But I do agree. I love to see franchise just keep on building. And to think of it, we could have got a video Thursday about franchise, but it was never been seen. We don't know where they went. Where was Coach? Where was Tatis? They were too busy partying. Yo, that clip on Tuesday, the last 5 seconds when Coach is showering Tatis with the Gatorade shower. It's like Coach knew that Tatis was going to get a $13 million a year for over $300 million that just went official today.
It was crazy because that's the way the video ended. That was the last thing we saw of the Coach and Tatis saga. We're all expecting something to happen Thursday. Wednesday night, Tatis signs the huge extension or is reportedly signed the huge extension. And then we get nothing Thursday. It's just like the timing of it versus what we got at the end of the last video. It was just so weird.
And then the memes that came from it, like where's the missing coach and all that.
Yeah.
Who knows? We could have got something for franchise. But the only thing that intrigues me that we're getting something bigger with franchise, it's the year-to-year saves that catch me off guard. Because usually we have that within the game. I'm not too sure if that's a next generation console type of thing where they can't do it, or they're really building on to like maybe the base model of the new franchise mode and bring it up where the code from 20 and 19 is not capable of the franchise within 21. But we don't know because we didn't get any information about that yet. So hopefully we get that soon and we'll see, like you said, in the features once we get that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of on the same boat. I feel like franchise has to have at least some sort of really significant change if year-to-year saves are not going to be a thing. And I mean, if you really think about it, for that coach video, one of the only reasons I can think of that actually made it reasonable that it didn't come out for me was maybe there was something in the video that wasn't meant to be shown yet, or that goes against what their development thing is. Could that have maybe had anything to do with the rumored Create a Stadium?
Yeah.
I feel like if it was the franchise video, that's where we would have got it. So I don't know.
And to bring it back, I still am thinking about, because tomorrow we had the technical test, and I'm still bringing up back that Ramon video where he said that they're trying out a huge new feature that's coming to MLB Show. And I thought we were going to get Create a Stadium mode in the video saying it's here, it's finally here, this is what it had. Because wouldn't you rather get ahead of the curve before? Because you know people with the technical test, even though they tell us not to say anything, it's kind of like an NDA type of thing where we can't talk about it, can't stream it. However, you know there's people out there that are going to talk about it anyway. They're going to stream it anyway. We talked about this last week. Still don't do it. Of course, don't do it. But the news is going to get out there. So I kind of figured they'll beat that ahead of the curve and bring that out. Maybe we'll get that tomorrow since we are recording on Monday. Tomorrow's video should be interesting if we do get something about that huge new feature, quote unquote. Or maybe we get the gameplay trailer. Who knows? Personally, I think tomorrow is the best time to do the gameplay trailer. Get you hyped up. Bring everything out there. And then
that'd be really cool if we got it tomorrow. I'd be on board for that.
The thing is, and then it gets you hyped up that you want to play, like whoever got the technical test, even though they're already hyped up for that, they're even more hyped up. All right, we're in that mode now where they'll have the, I guess, eager to keep on giving feedback on the Show Nation forums or stuff like that. You know, they want to play it. They got so hyped up. Let me try this out and keep on seeing what we do and actually test out and stress out those servers, which I still expect that. But, you know, I feel like there's be a little bit more motivation because some people's maybe sign up and forget about it. And then all of a sudden, oh, MLB Show 21 trailer dropped. Okay. Oh, I forgot. Technical test today. All right. Let me go play some and see what it's all about.
True.
That's what I'm thinking.
But the only thing is, did we get, I think we got the alphas before any of the trailers in the past 2 years, I believe, right? But the alpha is different than the technical test.
Yes.
It's the same idea, but it's different. Yeah.
This is more for like what we saw in MLB 17. We saw how the servers were on opening day. With the access tokens and all that fun stuff. I think this is a great way. This is where they know they're going cross platform. It's cross progression. So you're going to have a lot of new user base coming to the game. And this is their way of prepping up the servers, seeing what they need to do before the launch of MLB Show 21. Yes, they're not going to have like the full amount of servers that they're going to have for 21, but this is a great way to grasp data and see what they'll need before 21 drops. So,
yeah. And just a couple things for anybody that's still maybe unsure. If you didn't sign up for the technical test, unfortunately, at this point, I don't think you're able to get in. Mm-hmm. And just remember that if you do get into the technical test, like we said, you're not allowed to stream it. You're not allowed to make videos on it. You can't talk about it publicly. Mm-hmm. The only way to talk about it, if you want to actually give feedback, is go to the Show Nation, sign into your account, and they do have the forums there. You'll see it very clearly. It says this is the technical test forum. That's where you can share your experience and talk about things. It's a closed forum, so they want to keep everything in a space for all the criticism and feedback and all that stuff. And you know, we say it every year. Don't be that guy that streams it. If you get in, don't be that guy. Who's trying to get a quick sub boost from YouTube or whatever. Oh, the developers are giving you a chance to help make the game better. They're giving you a chance to test it and give them data and feedback. And, you know, just don't be that guy that tries to cash in on it real quick and ruin it for everybody else. So that's my little spiel. That starts tomorrow at the 23rd at what time?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I think it's 1 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. I think it goes for 1
p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific. And remember, they do send out batches of the invites. So if you don't get the invite right away, they'll eventually send out more, unless you didn't sign up correctly, of course. But it does take a bit to send out the invite. So you might be listening to this right now and be like, I didn't get an invite. And then 2 hours later, oh, there it is. Because I remember it took one of my buddies. I mean, one of my buddies didn't even sign up and they got an invite, which I thought was weird. But, you know, maybe they just need more player base to try it out. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited for it. I really am excited for it. I'm hoping I keep on saying this, but I'm hoping the new pitch mechanic isn't it. I think it will be. So we can try that out.
Not to cut you off, I was actually about to ask you that. Since it's not really talking about what's in it, what do you hope to see? Like, what are your top two or three things that you hope to see in the technical test, whether it be improvements in gameplay? Yeah. Are you more curious about the outfield animations? Like, what are your things that you really want to see in there?
Number one, stuff in the pitching mechanic for me, because I'm just hyped up to try it out. See if that is indeed the way to do perfect for pitching. I want to see how that is. This is a perfect time to do it, too. Absolutely. Because these games don't matter. I mean, they'll give you free packs and you get like crazy diamonds if it's similar to last year's or the years before. It's definitely see the pitch mechanic gameplay. Is there a universal pitch speed? I want to try out different difficulties, see if the pitch speeds are different from each or there is actual universal pitch speed. And then, of course, like I said, gameplay, outfield, test that out, because we got just try out the new stuff pretty much. I don't know what else we'll expect from that. It's mostly gameplay, and then that's about it. I don't know about you.
No, yeah, I'm with you. Definitely the pitching mechanic is up there for me. I want to see the outfield animations, because they said they're doing a complete fielding overhaul. And the other thing, I just want to see how the crossplay works, because it is going to be crossplay in the tech test. And I have signed up on both the PlayStation and the Xbox. So I'm really curious to see how the game feels on the Series X controller. I mean, I'm just not really something I'm looking for in gameplay on that one. I'm excited to get my hands on the Xbox controller and play MLB.
I have been cursing out this PS5 controller for the past 2 weeks. I really have. I've been cursing it out. If you watch any of my streams, dude, I press X on this thing and it doesn't fully register. I don't know if it's a me thing, but these buttons, I'm even showing this here. These buttons are different from PS4. They are. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just, I don't know about you, but I mash the X button. I literally mash it, and I don't realize that until it's all it is. And I don't know. I'm debating going back to PS4 controller, but Xbox controller.
This is what I'm saying. I want to try this bad boy. Yeah, I want to see if this guy has any difference.
Oh man!
Like, just think about having the moving the PCI with up here versus down. Like, it's just. I'm excited, dude. I'm crazy. I'm going crazy thinking about it.
Yeah, I had a SCUF controller. That's the one I broke, unfortunately. But I had the Xbox layout for it, and it felt really nice. And I didn't get another one just for it. But I got to see how it works for MLB Show 21 before I make that investment. But
also, side note, completely unrelated. Did you go 12-0 last night? I saw you were 11-0.
Back-to-back streams, baby.
Next topic.
Do you want to know what I did on Friday? All right. So
let me guess. You didn't even give me a chance to answer. Just go.
On Friday, we did a little, you know, you could do those predictions on Twitch. And I was like, all right, who are we getting? I put two players on each one. And unfortunately, both of those ones kind of coincided with each other, because we had one player on one answer and another player on another, because I put like Feller or Wagner and then Donaldson and someone else, and we got Wagner and Donaldson. I was like, oh crap, but I didn't think of this through. So I was like, all right, what do we do here? And chat's like, you got a quick sell. And I was like, okay. So we quick sell Chipper.
Do you already have Chipper?
I already had him.
Okay, then that's
yeah.
That's
but fine. But people forgot to realize that if you quick sell, it still goes to the person in the buy order. I believe it does. From my understanding, it still goes to the person, because I remember someone on Reddit did like, oh, so someone didn't sell anything, but I still got it through, and that's someone if they quick sell. I think we got to confirm that. I hope that's the case, because I feel
bad. That person keep the. If they put a buy order for $1 million, do they only get $995,000 back? Or?
No, they get for $1 million. I mean, they paid whatever they paid for. It's just putting the card back into rotation.
Into like circulation.
Yeah, circulation. Okay. So it's still there, and then it takes it out. The only thing is I only got 5,000 stubbed out of it. So if $1 million.
But oh, man.
At the point.
That's too bad.
I'm on the chase for 20 right now. I'm on number 16. I'm on the chase for 20. See if we can do it before 21.
I'm trying to get number five, so I'm on your tail. I'm right there, dude. I'm just, you know,
yeah.
Right there.
I can't help it. I'm addicted. Anyway, so that's pretty much the. Let's get to coach thing. We kind of already discussed it, right?
Yeah, we discussed it briefly. There's not really much to talk about. We don't know.
It's just funny how the memes were going through. Like, we see Shelfie indicating doing the missing statement and then indicating that he has coach on hostage. And I thought that was it was just saw the back and forth with the MLB community, mostly on Twitter, and just see what came from that. But hopefully,
I got to say, like, I'm sorry. I cannot understand how there is not even any sort of like acknowledgement that we didn't get a video.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Thursday comes around, you don't get a video. Oh, well, you know, it happens. Maybe something ended up on the back end. It comes out on Friday, whatever. Didn't come out on Friday, but then MLB The Show is continuing to tweet out about stub sales for 20. It's like, dude, come on, man. Like, I don't, nobody's buying stubs right now.
No.
Everybody wants to know about 21. It, like, even if you don't release the video, just say coach video is delayed or they're complications.
Or even do their own meme. Do their own meme, be like missing.
Yeah. Do so, just engage, like, have some fun with it or just be transparent about it. I'm sure there's probably some legal stuff they can't say.
I would have been, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. That would have been perfect. They could have made a whole viral campaign out of it.
I know, exactly. Who knows? They might do it. But either way, we'll get videos Tuesday and Thursday. We have the technical tests, and then we'll be discussing more come next week. We won't be discussing the technical tests, of course, but we'll discuss the new videos if we do get them, which I expect we do. Maybe an extra one, too. Who knows? But we did want to talk about, we did get some questions. So we put it on Twitter earlier this week, asked about some questions, either about 20 or 21. And we're going to go over a couple questions that we have today for Q&A. We'll do this time and time again. If just be aware, make sure to follow us on our Twitter account. It's Inside the Show PC. Once again, Inside the Show PC. And let's get to these questions. I'm just going to, I believe, seven questions here. And we'll just branch off that if there's anything else that we want to talk about after that. But let's go to Conville Morris's question. He asked, this is basically for you because I don't have that many prestige cards, but was there any cards in MLB 20 where you feel that like you hit better with the non-prestige card rather than the prestige card?
Good question. A lot of people have had like things like that where it's like, oh dude, I was crushing it with this guy and then I prestiged him and now I can't hit. I think the only one that stands out to me is I think Ryan Sandberg.
Okay.
I he was my favorite second baseman for the longest time up until about when Robinson Cano came out, the home run derby. Sandberg was my guy. And when I got him prestige, I was so hyped and I still hit fine with him, but not close. I was hitting like 350 with Sandberg and then started hitting maybe like 300 with his prestige, which is still good. But overall, I didn't really have too much of an issue with that, but I know tons of people that were like, dude, I was crushing it with Juan Soto and then I prestiged him and now I suck. It's like, it never happened to me, but it always baffled me how that's a thing. Like, it's the same player.
Maybe it's just you're putting more pressure on him because you know it's a prestige version. Like,
all right, better version. Yeah.
It's going to be even more amazing. Sometimes when you put, like, that's me for BR. I mean, I can't really relate to this prestige cards because I don't have that much grinding for Triumph. Regular cards and prestige cards, but that's me for BR. Whenever I had like these God squads, like 1 through 8, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna roll through this team. I go 1-1. I put too much pressure on myself. Like, I think I'm going to hit like get 10 runs here or something like that, and then all of a sudden it just goes to crap. And what are you gonna do?
Falls apart.
Yeah, it falls apart. But it's always those scrappy teams. But yeah, I haven't really had anything with the prestige, but I do hear that like some people play better with the regular cards than the prestige. And let's go to the next question. The next question is from Batflip Gaming. Do you ever see us getting fictional characters in DD? Examples like movie characters like Benny Jet, Wild Thing, Henry Rongarter, etc. Like Sandlot characters like that. I'll go first. I don't think we'll ever get to see that because look what Pepe did to this game. I don't think... Yeah, it'll be cool. I think maybe like one or two, but not like a full set. But I just don't see it coming. Maybe like a Rota Show type of character where they come into Rota Show and then do something like that. I don't know. I personally don't see it.
Yeah, there's only one way I would ever see that happening. And it's almost maybe like if they were to expand their show shop to not just Stubbs. Maybe you get like a, I guess for lack of a better word, a skin for your created player.
Okay.
And he becomes,
dope.
The Wild Thing, or he becomes, you know, like just some famous baseball name or whatever. Maybe you could transform your creative player into that. But as far as an actual like separate card, I don't really ever see that happening.
That's pretty cool. Like Fortnite skins, and then you play with that for your creative player.
That's why
you need to do the marketing over there, man. Not marketing, but just market that over there.
That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty dope. Another cosmetic thing. Let's go to the next question. This is from Nick. Do you think Stubbs were too easy to attain this year? Will SES add more things to spend in the game money on or make cards tougher to obtain? We have basically two questions into one, and this is from Eli. He kind of asked something similar. Do you want the max Stubbs to go up from 5 million? Do you think the 1 million buy orders need to be raised? So that's pretty much putting everything together. Yeah, Stubbs easy to tame. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do. That's not a bad thing. I think you want to see the maximum for the orders to be raised, I think, more so than be harder to attain. I don't know.
I'm
trying to think.
No, I would not make Stubbs harder to get because everybody praises MLB The Show with how good it is for the no money spent player or, you know, like just being able to play the game and have fun and not have to worry about like, you know, trying to grind everything just to get a little bit of Stubbs or be insane at the game. I think the Stubbs giving them out the way they do is perfectly fine. But with that, I think, you know, with this year being the easiest year, I think they saw those unexpected, I guess you, for lack of a better word, consequences of that, where there's guys on the market that are simply unattainable unless you earn them through gameplay. But then again, that just goes into raising the cap. I do think 1 million should not be the cap. If you're going to make Stubbs as easy to get as this year, the cap's got to go up. But then again, if you make Stubbs easy to get again next year and you raise the cap to 5 million, who's to say that the same thing won't happen with 5 million stub orders or 10 million stubs? Like, people are going to save up enough, especially the hardcore players at this point in the year. So I feel like raising the stub cap is more of a Band-Aid solution to anything. But I mean, I think it still would be better than what we have now. I don't really know what the full solution to that is, if it's a BR pack, if it's a different type of thing, but I definitely think the stub cap needs to go up.
Yeah. And I was against the BR pack at first, but now I definitely see it's needed. Give them a shot, especially this time of year. Yeah. Just give them, if you have 1 million subs and that's how you raised up to get that card, that's GG's to you. I can't do that. And that's something that you're put work into. I mean, we do put a lot of work to try to go 12-0. It is hard, but you do put work to flip stubs. You're very patient on that and stuff like that. I mean, that's kudos to you, I think. So I'm willing to do that. Let's go to the next one. This is from Lewis. And Lewis, by the way, before I get to this, I'm not too sure if you've seen all these. He's been making these concept cards on Twitter and just posting them left and right.
Yes.
Like, he's been doing an amazing job. So shout out to you. You are fantastic at the artwork. The ones I liked really were the city ones. He pretty much had
what were those heroes he called them something?
And those were, I love the design for those. Those were my favorite. But anyway. NBA 2K is great at releasing concept series card sets. Do you think MLB Show should release more concept type cards? If so, what type of concepts would you like to see? I mean, we kind of had that like in the beginning of DD, like 15, 16. Well, maybe that was more packs. I'm thinking packs than cards.
You're talking like the bases loaded packs?
Yeah, the bases loaded, the rookie packs. The all-star packs type of thing, just the pitchers as well. I mean, what's the cards concept we have now? We have awards, signature series, breakout, veteran.
Prime, we have postseason, we have Tops Now, Player of the Month. But those are all like very specific. You can point to those in a certain like, you know, this was this guy's prime, or this is when he won an award, or this is from this month. They're all very specific. I think it'd be cool. Actually, I think they'd be cool if they do stuff similar to kind of face the franchise, which is not the most specific thing. It's not tailored on 1 year. It's not tailored off whatever. It's kind of more of a overall, like, let's make a good version of this guy because he's the face of that franchise and, you know, let people play with that card.
Yeah.
So something similar to that, like kind of like the franchise heroes or whatever Luis called it. Maybe like, I've seen some stuff for like video game numbers where it's kind of like 8-bit.
The glitchy cards.
Yeah.
Did you see those? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ton of different cool series they could do. Uh-huh. It's just a matter of how much they want to branch out and how much they want to keep cards grounded in some sort of realistic time frame, I guess. So, I mean, it really all just depends on what limits they're willing to go to.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see like what you said, like the glitch ones and like the BR studs, like the Rakeland one. I just would love to see what that would translate into MLB's show from 17 and see what that. And he's still going to be the game because I think he signed a minor league contract with the Braves just recently. So we'll still get that going. And the last question we have from Aaron Plays MLB. What's one quality of life feature would you like to see added to DD? It's hard to
quality of life.
They've been so good with the quality of life updates recently. Definitely the events right off the bat. I mean, we've been asking for a while to save your events lineup. They used to have that, but then it kind of went away. So
quality of life. Like you said, the events jumps out to me 100%, like saving our event lineup. Maybe
more stats.
Maybe more stats, maybe on BR being able to redraft before you hit the end.
Yes, I would like that.
Because like if you get a terrible first three rounds, you're like, all right, first. I mean, this draft is going to be pretty hard to salvage.
Yep.
I don't know. Not a ton. Maybe I don't know if you'd consider this quality of life, but maybe more. No, that wouldn't be quality of life. That's more of a creator suite. I was going to say like upgraded jersey creation, but that's not quality of life. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. But I would like to see like how I do against certain cards. Cause I know there are certain cards out there I'm just terrible against. Like I want to know how well Moose Moustakas live series card is hitting against me. Cause I feel like he gets a home run off me. Like every
that would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool. Like for like content wise, be like, all right, there's a video, like this guy's my nemesis. He's hitting over this. Let's see if we can get him out. Cause you know,
if you're hitting and then he brings in, I don't know, Rob Dibble.
Yeah.
And you see, instead of showing his stats with Dibble, show how good you are against Dibble, like what's your average and on base, like.
And then if it's bad, you're going to put your confidence so down.
Yeah, but you're going to be like, all right, this is the point where I break out. Yeah, see how bad I've done. This is the moment where it changes.
I like that. It's a baseball game. You love to see as many stats as you get.
Of course.
So we'll go from there. But all the questions we had today. Did you see? I'm branching off the question. Did you see Dontre Willis tweet the other day?
Yeah.
Last year he added Ramon. I was like, okay. So I think he's going to be part. I mean, we kind of saw the same thing with Gary Sheffield with his kid. Doing what he does best and kind of leaks it. But now we see Dontre Willis. I'm not going to go further than that. Now we see Dontre Willis just keep on like, get me in the game. So I would love to see what he does in the game, man. I would.
He would be awesome. His windup was so much fun to watch. Like, he'd be fun to play with.
I think it was 2005. That was his best year with the Marlins. He was rookie year, his first year, and then he won the World Series in 03. But I think 05 was his best year. But
he's probably either get a rookie card or a prime.
Yep, exactly. So we'll see what we get there. Besides that, I mean, we'll wait and see what comes out for tomorrow and Thursday.
Do you predict?
Tomorrow? Oh, man, I already predicted that we're getting gameplay trial. I feel like they'll tell us today if we were getting gameplay trial, because I think they do that the previous years, like, get ready this time tomorrow. So we probably won't get that. Tomorrow, as much as I want to say next year, I think it's going to be the DD streamlined tomorrow.
Okay.
See what that's all about. And then Thursday, yeah. I have no clue.
I think I agree with you. Probably tomorrow will be DD. And I think Thursday, maybe we get a little bit of next gen, maybe like how the DualShock stuff will work on the PS5. I don't know. Maybe get stuff like that.
Okay. And maybe one, just give us one Easter egg for a legend.
Please. Just dying over here.
It doesn't have to be, you know, anyone like top tier list, just one, but like, okay, now we could project what type of legends are going to be in the game. And dude,
just give me something.
I was asking this. I'm not too sure if I brought this on the podcast. We already brought up like who are we going to see at the end of the trail. But do you think the huge feature, whatever it is, if it's Kratos' name, that'll be the way they end the trailer? Or is that not a wise move? They show the Kratos Stadium and then they zoomed into the new legend.
Ooh, that I think that's how they could do it.
Pretty cool.
That's how they could do it. Because I don't think they would end it with a feature. I think they want to end it with a name.
Yep.
But mixing those two together would be sweet. Kind of like they mixed two last year where they ended it with Big Poppy versus Mo.
Yeah.
Like they could do kind of the same thing. You create a stadium and then you go and boom, Hank Aaron is there. I don't know. Like you could do something cool like that.
And then it kind of like translate into his career home run leader when you hit it, like hit his gun, then it goes to like transition to the old stadium. That'd be kind of cool. Then indicate that we have more classic stadiums as well. Be like a triple. I don't know. I'm going full board here. But anyway, we'll get more news Tuesday and Thursday. Once again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember, as you can see here, if you're watching on YouTube, welcome. Welcome aboard. And be sure to hit the sub button right below if you want to see more Inside Show Pocket. We'll definitely put up some more content as well. We'll brainstorm what that is, but appreciate you guys listening or watching today. Make sure to follow my boy Cougs. Cougs has been fun today. It's been fun.
Yeah,
it's
been a good one.
Dimension. It feels kind of normal, by the way, because it feels like we're streaming kind of, and it feels, I always feel comfortable like doing it, but now it feels like even more like we're just chilling.
It's starting to become a little bit more like full circle.
Yeah. Full circle a little bit, but I like this. I definitely do like this. We'll expect more. Appreciate you guys listening in. I'm Terabot Outros. Make sure to follow my Cougs at Cougs46. I'm at Scuffy McGee TV. We're official Twitter account is at Inside the Show PC. Once again, Inside the Show PC. We'll catch you guys next on Inside the Show. Have a good one. Peace out.